Holding a Tim Shinta Zion Sif Gimel. Kosha Bimino Nitzid is Kayabalov. Every Bimino Nitzid, so if it's something which people in general will capture this type of species, so a person captures it, so he's going to be Kayav. Every Bimino Nitzid is Patrabalasr. If it's not Bimino Nitzid, it's Patrabalasr. A hilkach zuvim. Therefore, if you're talking about flies, alpha fish ain b'mina nitzit is also the zuvim. Even though it's not b'mina nitzit, it's not the raisa, but it is also mirabonan. Hagavu l'chein yesh lehizoyer shal lister teva ketano b'listim kelim shazuvim by b'shabbos. If you're closing a box which has flies in it, you're catching the flies. So you have to be careful not to close the box. That a psik ratio, she had said it's even though it's not your intent, but it's a psik ratio. V'yesh mekilim b'makim she'im yiftach hakli litlom misham yivrchu. Some argue that there is a train situation over here. That is true that this fly.
Strange.
Because even though that is 100% true, that right now while it's in the box, it's totally captured, it can't get away. But say it is not that only that it's captured, is that you have captured it. And you can't use it, because as soon as you open the box to get them, they're going to fly away. So you have not really effectively caught them in a way that you could use them. So that's not Seder. So therefore the Mekilim argue that that's not considered Seder, even though it's totally caught.
Does it depend on the size of the box?
Theoretically, it depends on the size of the box, right?
You argue you can't close the door of your house if there's a fly in there.
Right. That's what we said before. That's not considered, that would not consider nitsa to visit be something which can fly around and escape you.
Right, that's why it's about the size of the box.
Right. Okay. Zuck Mr. Barup, Sifkatan, Yubay,
Yubay.
So even though he is trying to capture it for some purpose, so it's not a malachah shenetzich l'gufa, because if he has no intent, he has no purpose to capturing it, so it's a malachah shenetzich l'gufa. Even if he intends to capture it, since in general people do not capture this item for usage, it's called, you're not chayav. Now, the why of it is
why?
The why that this is so, what, in other words, it's a gemara that there's a din of min, and it's the question is, why is that true? If I'm capturing this thing to use, so I'm chayav. The fact that people in general do say to this thing, so if you tell me that would just be an indicator whether I'm doing it for the purpose of using it or not. So it's another way to say, you tell me, no, even though I'm intending to use it, so it's mocha tzrich l'gufa, I'm still potter. So the Mishnah Tish over here brings some Avinezer, which I remember seeing the Avinezer inside, but I remember all the details of it. Avinezer argues like this. Again, Seder is this fascinating malacha, which is unique in the sense that nothing really changed. You didn't really do anything to the item. You didn't change the item. So the whole malacha is the taking possession of it. That is the whole malacha. There's no real change as opposed to all of all the malachas. The Ragnar also points out, you know, that if all malachas, the idea is that there's some type of change taking place in the item, so tzeda and hutzor are the two exceptional malachas that there's not a real change. So the chiddush of the Torah is, but if in regards to usage there's a change in the item, that's also till now the item was wild, it wasn't being used, now it's going to be designated for purpose of usage. So that's a form of change. And the Chiddush by Haitzor, the Rambam actually has an interesting nusach in Maran Avuchim, where he says that an item is defined vis-a-vis its location, because its functions also changes depending on where its location is. So there's Haitzor taking from something inside to outside. So Hirsch actually says this in his Sefer Chorev, that the idea of the malacha hitzoy is because you're changing the item, not that there's any actual change in the item, but the location of the item changes, therefore its function changes. So that's also considered a shinui. But getting back to tzeda, that there's not a real change in the item, so the whole change is because of the fact that you've taken possession of it. If this is something which in general people do, so we look at it as there's a real change in the item taking place. But even if you possibly do want it, you do it. But if people in general do not take possession of this item, so the fact that the item is here or there, there's nothing really changed. So that's how we judge it. Zvuvim. Now, therefore, when it comes to zvuv, it also may rabban. What about bees? Now, bees people use. People use bees for honey. So we could argue that, you know, that's something which people have used that for. So maybe it's called b'minonitz. So what's the status of bees? Mashem beis yosef to huba klal dabr shibaminonitzud. This argument really is a question how to learn a Gemara. The Gemara seems more discusses the status of innocent vis-a-vis Durham. The question is, what was the Shaka? Was the Gemara assuming in the question yes? The Gemara is giving the answer no. But that's part of the question. How long the Gemara? But it's a Gemara which the Gemara seems to touch on this question of Devarim. V'chagavim taharim, kosher grasshoppers. V'das Rashi who davreshim in a nitzin. Rambam ain sober kain. The Rambam disagrees. V'zogim who b'chal davreshim in a nitzin. But fish is definitely something which is min a nitzin. Fine.
Okay. Is this something that depends on the local culture?
There definitely are places to say that, yes. Okay, now, so you have to be careful not to close the box. So what you do, yitain sakin, shem dabra akar bein akisula teva, you should put something there which will prevent it from closing totally. You put a knife there, something there which is going to hold it partially open. Binyan shiuklu lotzis misham, that the flies will be able to, it's large enough of a gap that the flies will be able to get out, so you didn't capture them. Chedim yeh shchor kotan b'teva, if there's a hole. Avshenu nira lehedde lezubim, afilu hachi mutu, desu lehavi psikration. If there's a small hole, which even though it's not necessarily obvious, if the flies, if they're flying around, not necessarily they're immediately going to notice this hole and get out, but since it's not a psik ratio, so they might stay in, because they won't notice the hole. But it's no longer a psik ratio, because they might get out. So for our purposes, the definition of a psik ratio is that it has to be vadai, that you are 98% is not a psik ratio. 100% is a psik ratio. We will see later on, and we had it before also, that something which is carved of a psik ratio might be also mirabona. Now, a psik ratio, okay, so Darshan Miskaben is a concept which applies to other areas besides Shabbos. It's not limited to Hilchos Shabbos. Darshan Miskaben applies to all the other Yisurim in the Torah also. Epsik Ratio applies by these other case scenarios as well. The more discusses it in regards to cutting of Tzaras for purpose of Bris Mila, the more it talks about it. In regards to the Zedister of extinguishing the fire on the Mizbeach, a person would offer a offers his own korban of yayin. So the shmuel sheet is that the person says, I mean, it's not of yayin to the mizbeach, you have to put on the fire. So the Mora says, how do you do that? You're extinguishing the flame. So the Mora says, well, it's not your kavanah. The Mora says, yeah, it's a psik ratio. So the Mora applies the concept of psik ratio to other malachas. The Dabar Shem is kavan, psik ratio to other. So the halach is the psik ratio is chayiv.
Is what?
Is chayiv. In other words, Dabar Shem is kavan makes something mutter. So it's interesting then. So, Rehud old Dabar Shem is kavan is us. Rehud old Dabar Shem is kavan is mutter. So if it's not, I'm doing X, and Y might happen, and Y is something which is an aveiro, if it's not my intent, and I'm not trying to do it, and it's only possible that it's going to happen, so it's mutter for me to do X, even though Y might happen. Which, if you think about it, it's a tremendous chiddush. Right? We would have argued that something the Raisa L'chumah. Right? How can you take a chance? Maybe Y is going to happen. So we say that, the definition of an action, the Isurim and Torah are based on the action of the person. If my action is for purpose X, so even if Y happens, that's not my action. That's not what I'm doing. So I'm not, even if I would do it, I wouldn't be Chai. However, if it's a Psik Reisha, not only is it Osir, but it's Chai. It's going to be it's punishable by Bezdin. It's actionable by Bezdin. This is, the person's going to be Chai if he does that. By Shabbos, there's a rush who says that even though the Psik Reisha is, by Kol Tarkula, is going to be Chayiv, but by Shabbos, because of the extra requirements of Lechad Mach Shabbos, it will not be Lechad Mach Shabbos. It's only there. Now, this is the Machlokes Rishonim, whether Psik Reisha and Shabbos is only Osir or Chayiv. So if you argue that it's only also min rabbanan. So now I want to discuss something which is not a Psik Reisha, but it's Karev Psik Reisha. So even if Psik Reisha is on the rabbanan, Karev Psik Reisha is the rabbanan on the rabbanan. So that would indicate that if you hold Karev Psik Reisha is also, you have to assume that Psik Reisha is the Raisa. Therefore, they also Karev Psik Reisha also. Okay, Teva Katana. So the Ramah said you can't close a small box. A large box. See that the Ramah, the Kuliyama, everybody agrees it's mutter. Why the film? How you over the Oymid Besoich? How you Yochel Litopse Bechad Shkia? Begam Udav Shem Benin and Nitzit. So first of all, if it's large enough, the point is that you could not get it again with this Chad Shkia, with this one, you know, chase after it. You wouldn't get it, so you didn't capture it. So, in other words, I'm outside of the area that we're enclosing. But even if I'm inside, I still haven't caught them by shutting the lid. And we're talking about something which is Eivim and Nitzin. It's all the Rabbanans. Now, take a look at the Sharetzi in the Yud Ches. Okay, so what's this thought process over here? But Solomon shouldn't have betrayed the Rabbanon. Shemachi mutter beinu mechabein alva gav lavi psik reisha. So this argument the Prima Gadim is saying, even if you tell me that that's not true, that you could you. No, I'm sorry. If you can't get it with chad shchia, it's also by something which is min anitzid. It's also min Rabbanon. It's not the Raisa, but it's the Rabbana. So not getting a Bechad Shechia makes it a Rabbana. And it's a Menonitzit, so it's two Rabbanas. Now I have a case of a Pesik Reisha on two Rabbanas. So therefore, he says that that's Mutter. Now, okay, good. So this seems to say that this is Mutter, but trade Rabbanas. Psik Reisha is mutter, even without getting involved in whether it's nichale or lo nichale. He doesn't get involved in that. The Mishnah Berurah will talk about this later on again. And over there he adds, and I have no interest in capturing bugs, the suvim. So it's trade rabbanon, psik Reisha, lo nichale, trade rabbanon, that's mutter. Okay. Now, we need to answer, if you recall, at the beginning of Shin Yud Aleph, we seem to say not like this. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Yud Aleph, in Shin Yud Aleph. No. It's you can't get, if it's a large box, you can't get it Bechad Shechia. So it's only Osim Rabbanan. Capturing something which even after you capture it, there's still going to be a process to actually get it. It's not called capture yet. So we had it in Shin Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Yud Aleph, that long Mishnah Berurah over there. At the end, he discussed a case where a person had this knife which had been thrust into the wall, and as you pull it out, you're going to be making the hole. It will widen the hole, and you'll have a usable hole for storing things and etc. So he said that there is there are four Durbanans over here. The case was it was in a wall which wasn't attached to the ground. So therefore that's not considered. But the malach over here is boiner. You're building something, so it's ambinyan mekalin. It's lof zetzich legufa because I'm not doing it for the purpose of making the hole. It's a makalkel. This hole is a makalkel, right? And it's done in a way which is kalachriyat, which is you don't normally make holes and things that you want to use by thrusting knives in and out, etc. So I have four derbonans. It's binyan and kalim, it's makalkel, it's lof zetzich legufa, and it's kalachriyat. And the mishabur came out that you should only be bakel on it, makam sarif godel. So over here, the case of the chavis, but otherwise you should be mach.
What?
So even
take
though
out the knife from the barrel,
you have the knife thrust into the barrel, right?
Right.
So even though it's not much for the rabbanans, and he still only be makel because of makom tzarach gadol. Otherwise, you have to be mach. And over here, it's Cheder Bonans, and he's being Mekel. Now, this case over here, regardless of Cheder Bonans, also the Hekashub Sikresha, he was a Gamkan Makalkal. This is also Makalkal, and it's Kalachayad. It's less of a problem than the normal case of it. Over here also, his Kabbalah is not to make the hole. So, Dabashani Miskavin. But we say, you know, he calls him lofzeh tzich legufa because your intent is to pull the knife out, which is that's the mice itself of widening it. That's he's so.
On widening it.
Okay, so one of the ways that they answer this. Is it could be the difference between a rabbanon which is in the malacha itself and the rabbanon which is a rabbanon klali. These are not in this. Whereas over here we're dealing with enemim and nitzid and chachchia. These are defining rabbanons in the malacha of seder. So that is more kuladik. Whereas you're talking the general rabbanons that once chazal asked it, they asked it. You know, the fact that it becomes secretion, etc., is not a tzibah of the kula. So that's one of the suggestions.
It's not a what the kula.
You say that
again.
Later on in the Shin Lam and Zion. Right. Right. So I mean, he later on in Shin Lamed Zayin, he sort of points out that over here in Shin Yudal we're being makel, and over there in Shin Lamed Zayin we're going to be machmir. He just points it out. He doesn't really say why, but that's he points out even though over here it's a case of kalachiyad and some makalkol. The case over here Shin Lamed Zayin. We'll see when we get to the case. But one of the suggestions to differentiate between the two cases is this point. Those are clearly general derbanans, and this is a specific derbanan over here, and that's the way over here it's more cool.
The Psakir is based explicitly on Gemaras, or they're kind of being derived from principles?
No, it's not a Gemara.
I say he really has to come up with the Psak.
What?
So he doesn't just have a Gemara to base it on. He has to
Right, he's trying to be miles with the Ramah.
Right. But well, the Ramah said the Ramah himself has to.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Okay. That's why the Ramah said Dafka Tebe Ketan, but Tebe Gdorlo, you have these two Rabbanans, the Spikresh Lo Nichole, two Rabbanans is Mut. Now, V'yesh Bekilim, B'mokam Shini Poseh, Akli L'misham Yivruchu. Who does the Turdus here, like the Abu Gav, the Bashas, Isa, the Hedya, Gabi Kaveris, the Worm, Imechaso, Isoi, Oven Shem Bernek of Osir Mishum Sikresha, Kilakamom and Sifchet, Dalin. So he said, what do you mean? You're saying the word, because of the case of that you have a Kaveris for the Worm, you have a hive, and you're covering the hive because of the rain, and you want to protect them. But if you're doing it in such a way that the bees can't get out, it's also. Right? When you take the covering off, you don't still don't have the bees in your hand. They're gonna fly away if they want. So why we're here? We're saying it's mutter and there it's aser. The answer is from a zubin shani the lamikri tzedeklau the rive katnusan moti kishiyim pesach akli berchem akol misham. By the zubim they all can fly away. Mashegim mikaveres devarim shimaleya mehem behem gedolim ksaz. You're going to get some of the bees. Okay? That's one answer. Another answer which that they suggest, the Chazanish says that a different chiluk, he says, by the bees, the place that you want them is in the kaveris. Your tzedah is you don't want them to fly away from the kaveris. So you can't say, well, I don't have them because they're not useful. I want them in the kaveris to produce honey, which I will then take the honey. So I got them exactly where I want them. That's my tzedah, by bees. But we're here by the case of the zuvim, I'm saying, when I open the box, they're all going to fly away. So what do I have? When they're in the box, I can't use them. And when I open the box, they're all going to fly away. So where's the tzedah? But over there, when they're in the box, when they're, you know, when I cover the kaveris, that's like the equivalent of saying in the box, I can use them. That's exactly where I want them. I want them producing honey. That's the Chazanish's argument between the two cases. It's a nice Torah. Abba posel ha'achra k'dei rishana chen magad ram kasev l'cheniker that this kula of that when you open the box they're going to fly away, but meanwhile they are caught in the fritzos. Not like this kula. Well, ken yesh liras africha chasuvim before you close the box. You should fly. Try and shoo away all of the bees before you close the box. Not bees. I'm sorry. All of the flies. When you're closing the box, you're not closing the box on any flies.
So what's that there for closing the door of our houses?
That's probably beyond the chachshchiya issue. It goes back to the heter, which you have of the. Of the chayotim that I need to shut my front door because of safety, cold, hot, whatever it is, and I'm not mimichav and mechal for tzeda. That's right. They didn't answer it. Okay. Now, why tashik riyam? So how do I know I got all of the flies away when I shoo them away? I don't know for sure. And I'm telling you, I can't close the box. If there's even one fly there, the secretion that I'm going to capture it. So what's going to be? The makim and shefriya chazuv and mishra be'enov. As long as I shoot away all the ones that I saw, okay. Su ein sark la'ayin l'datik ula yesham oyd ezes vum. I don't have to worry, but maybe there's more. Kim and the zelo havi al savik psikresha bilsa darbanan to darber shein be'min anitzin en lahach mekolka. So the Taz introduces an interesting thought. What he calls something which is a savik psikresha. What is some psikresha? Every scenario of Darshe Miskaven, which becomes a psikresha. So, how is Darshe Miskaven mutter? Like, how do you understand the whole concept of Darshe Miskaven being mutter? So, it's a second rice of the chumra. So that Rehuda Shita is Darshe Miskaven is also. It's a possible you're doing a vera. How can be mutter? So. I pick up, there's this piece of food over here. I'm not sure if this is kosher meat or not kosher meat. I said, well, yeah, maybe it's okay. If you don't say maybe it's okay, you say something to the rice, you have to be mach. So I'm schlepping this chair. I might make a charitz, might not. Probably not make the charitz. Maybe I'll make a charitz. Don't worry about it. It's okay. So Yehuda says, what's the difference? So what's up, Reb Shimon? So Reb Shimon says the difference is that one, you're dealing with a state in the past. This item is either an item of Issa or an item of a Heter. I don't know what it is. Over here, the action I'm doing is not the problem. It's what might take place because of it. So I'm dealing with a future possibility. Now, if you get involved in real physics, it's not really true. It's not, one's not past and one's not future, because really what I'm saying is, listen, based on the softness of the ground, the sharpness of the leg, the intensity that I press down while I'm pulling it, and the speed that I pull it, it's probably going to make the chavitz or not. We don't know. Right, but we deal with that. But those are so many things which are unknown variables. It's as if right now I'm trying to predict the future. So Shimon says, if what you're trying to do is A, and A is not the Isser, B is the Isser, and B, I don't know if B is going to happen in the future. That's the head to Dorsheni Miskab. Okay, let's say I know for sure B will happen in the future. It's a Psik Reisha, so it's also. What about a situation which is something else totally? Right, the issue over here is I'm dealing with a suffix in the past. Are there flies in this box? I'm covering the box. If there are flies in the box, I am doing Seder. If there's no flies, I'm not doing Seder. It's not another action which will take place in the future. It's the one act of covering that. I need to know, what is that? Is that an act of also Seder or not?
So that sounds like worse than Dovashen Miskavim. That sounds like, is it a piece of Chazer or is it a piece of Kashrut?
Okay, right. So Kveger argues that that's Mamash Yisr, that's a Sofik Yisr. So where's Rikki Vager? Rikki Vager is in Yeridei Yisim and Pei Zayin. The halacha is, you're not allowed to cook Basar B'Chol. There's an issue of cooking Basar B'Chol. So this person's traveling, used to come to these inns, you know, and they would put up their pot over the fire, and then, you know, they would stir up the coals to heat up the, you know, give you more heat. And meanwhile, there is Goy X who has his pot there. So the Ramah says you can't stir up the fire, because maybe while you're stirring up the fire, you don't know that his pot might be milking some fleshes in there. So you might be cooking, you're possibly cooking Basar B'Chol. So you can't stir up the coals because you don't know what's in there. Even though it's never Shani Miskaven, you have no intent for that action. So I'm going to apply the concept of never Shani Miskaven to it. But, and it's not Vadai, so, right, but Dr. Kveger, it's not Vadai, but on the side that there's Basar B'Chol there, it's Vadai, am I still cooking it? I just don't know what is there. Right, so that's not the head, so it's Dr. Shani Miskaven, with a question of what's going to happen, so that sounds like Dr. Shani Miskaven says, no, it's not. Well, because it's a Psik Reisha. No, it's not a Psik Reisha. It's called a Suffolk Psik Reisha. Maybe it's a Psik Reisha.
Thank you so much.
If it's a Psik Reisha, then it's a Vadei Maaseh Isser. So Kveger argues that goes into the din of Sekel Reisha L'Chumra. The Taz holds, no, it's Tam Shem Miskaven. I have no intent to do Seder. Right? What are you arguing? But maybe I am doing Seder. Maybe it's the Psik Reisha I'm doing Seder, but maybe it's not. So Suffolk Psik Reisha functions like every case of Dabar Sheni Miskaven, which I don't know for sure if I'm doing a Dabar Sheni Miskaven. Not knowing for sure that the issue is going to happen is also mutter, even though it's a possibility that it will. So that's what the Taz says. Chalam Shabura says, we're going to be summoned on this Taz by Milsud Rabbanu, because it's Dabashayim and Mimananitsin. The Taz himself does not say that. Taz is even by the rice that he's making.
Well, even Kivay will be Matar, because it will be Suffolk Rabbanu Lakula. You see, up to Suffolk Isa.
Actually, could be it's Masha from Kivayger, that even could be Kivayger would seem to hold, just like Dabashayim, Sikh Rashad and Rabbanu and Zosar. Over here, it's not a sake of the running the kula. What it is I'm doing a maisa, which might be, I don't know what I'm doing. But it's not a suffix, right? In the classic sense, because if this is the reality, I'm body doing a maisa iser. I'm not aware what I'm doing. Right? So that could be what Retrager holds over there. But the Mishabura says at least by case of the Rabbanan, you can be some kind of subpigration that's mutter. So this plays itself out by all of the issues of opening a refrigerator door. I don't know if the temperature inside the refrigerator is reached a point that when I open the door, immediately the warm air is going to cause it to turn on. Well, turning on will be the Rabbanan. And I don't know for sure if that's going to happen. But the reality is, if the temperature has reached that point, so open the door, is body going to turn it up. I just don't know if that's what the situation, I don't know what the temperature is.
Turning on a thread button, for sure?
Pasha is turning on, causing a motor to go on, which is not, all it's doing is compressing something. Mr. Rabbanan. Rishon Mazalman says, even according to the Chazanish, it's not the rice. Mm-hmm. Let's say I have the same shiloh by opening an oven. Right, so when the temperature starts to cool over there, you know, so let's say it's set for 300. When the temperature inside cools, and I open the door, if it's right by the border, that first thrust of the cool air of the room will cause it the oven to turn on. That's a shot of the rice. But it's not but it's a suffix secretion. I just don't know what the reality is inside there. If the reality is that right now it's 320 degrees, nothing's going to happen when I open the door. The reality is that it's 301, so then something will happen. I just don't know what it is.
I don't say, but it depends how much air goes into the thing. Isn't that identical to schlepping the chair and either making the harix or not? I don't know exactly how much pressure I'm putting on. I don't know exactly how water.
Again, over here, so when you open the door, the air goes in.
But how much air goes in? How much does it reduce the temperature?
And that's not my control. That always happens.
That's all future oriented. That's the same as pulling the chair.
If it's if it turns on when it hits, when the temperature hits 300, it turns on, and it's 300.1 degrees. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to turn on. Maybe that's the temperature. I don't know. There's going to be a temperature which is probably going to turn on. Uh-huh. Whatever the temperature is, okay. That this amount will body make that happen. Mm-hmm. So that's the case of sub-obsecration. Mm-hmm. So this is the kind of sub-obsecration which plays itself out in many scenarios. According to the Taz, even that case is mutter. Because it's not obsecration. It's not a shame, and it's not obsecration. It's only sub-obsecration.
But
even with the rice, right? The Taz is not even such a case. Mm-hmm. Okay, but there's some important beer lachas we're going to look at. We'll leave that for tomorrow. Okay. Let's hold it here.